God calls. God calls us. God calls his people to do his will. There is no one here in this room right now that is not being called, has not been called by God. We are a people called by God. That's what separates us from the rest of the world. You can't sit this one out. You don't even have that option. There are no sidelines. There are no observers. If you are of this people, we were included and called by our baptism that made us one people with the people of God. The Israelites were the very first people formed by God from ancient times, a people of shepherds and wanderers following Abraham, called together to form to be one people. Jews and Israelites are our older brothers and sisters in salvation history as one people. Their story is our story. Their call is our call. Isaiah was God's servant. He knew that. He was saying, "Now the Lord has spoken, who formed me as his servant from the womb, that Jacob may be brought back to him and Israel gathered to him." Jeremiah said he was called by God from his mother's womb. St. Paul says he was called by God. John the Baptist was called, saying, "The reason why I came baptizing with water was that he might be made known to Israel." He knew his call. He knew his job. But there's a whole lot more here to be seen. Isaiah heard God tell him, "It is too little," the Lord says, "for you to be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob and restore the survivors of Israel. It is too little. I will make you a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth." It's a whole lot more than just about Israel or the Jews. Around 930 years before the birth of Jesus, the single kingdom that we knew as Israel, formed under the kingdom of David and then his son Solomon, split. It was a tragic thing for the nation of Israel. The northern tribes were called Jacob or Israel in later years. That's how they were referred to. And if you read the Old Testament, when they talk about Jacob or Israel, that's what they're talking about, is the northern tribes. We hear later that the southern tribes were referred to as Judah. When we say Jews, we're really referring to the Israelites of two southern areas, around Jerusalem, Judah, and Benjamin. Later, the Assyrians captured the northern tribes. They didn't get very far by themselves, independent, and they disappeared under the mandate of the Assyrians, leaving a great sorrow among all Jews, all Israelites. Their former country that God had prophesied to no longer existed except for the southern tribes and where the temple was in Jerusalem. God sent prophets to both the north and the south, calling people back to him who had been rebellious to him, that he would raise up the tribes of Jacob and restore the survivors of Israel. This is what God wanted. This is what the prophecies of the prophets of the Old Testament said. By the time of Jesus, all that was left of God's people were the Jews and the southern kingdom of Judah, the Jews. And finally, we hear that Jesus' first mission, he said himself, was to to restore the 12 tribes of Israel, north and south, the lost and those that had always been around the around Jerusalem. Because Israel was originally formed to perform God's work, that all nations could be saved by the nation of Israel, not by one or two areas, but by the entire nation of 12 tribes. That was the prophecy. That's why they were formed. God didn't make a mistake. God didn't forget. And Jesus came to restore all 12 tribes of Israel. That was his mission, his first mission. Israel was always destined by God to bring salvation to the whole world, that God's salvation would come through Israel to the rest of the world. And so Isaiah said, I will make you a light to the nations that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. He said that 700 years before Jesus was born. God doesn't forget. The psalm provides us with the proper response as God's people. Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will. St. Paul calls to Gentiles. Now, we're Gentiles because we're not Jews or Israelites. We're Gentiles by our baptism. And St. Paul said, to you who have been sanctified in Christ Jesus, he's talking about our baptism, called to be holy with all those everywhere who call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. We are called to be holy. And that is nothing out of our reach. We just can't do it by ourselves. We're called to be holy means to be with God. We have to want to be with God. That's how we become holy. John the Baptist said, when he saw Jesus approaching him, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And John explained, the reason why I came baptizing with water was that he might be made known to Israel. And after John baptized Jesus, he said to his own followers, now I have seen and testified that he is the Son of God. That was John's mission. That was the end of his mission. He kept baptizing, but he had accomplished his mission, what he was called to do. So John the Baptist was called to make known to Israel that Jesus was the Son of God. Isaiah was called to prophesy about Israel and about Jesus as a light to the world. Paul was called to evangelize the world outside of Israel, that Gentile world. And we are called to be light to all nations. That's our job. That's our job. So how should we respond? When you go to prayer, make this your prayer. Hear my Lord. I come to do your will. And the gospel today waits for our response. Here I am, Lord. You can count on me. You can count on me. I come to do your will.